If you were surprised by the size of Congressman Rodney Davis's margin of victory over his two-time Democratic challenger, you aren't alone. So is Davis. As Ryan Denham reports, the reasons why that happened are starting to become clear.
Davis beat Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Lundrigan 2 years ago by just 2,000 votes, a 1% margin. It's one of the closest races in the country, and this year many political analysts considered the 13th Congressional District a toss-up. Instead, the Republican Davis expanded his margin of victory considerably. He won with 55% of the vote, a nearly 30,000 vote margin. Davis's critics argued he was too closely aligned with President Donald Trump. Now, Davis says his victory shows just how popular Trump is in his district.
You saw a surge in areas that were supporting the president, and that surge actually helped me. I'd like to think that we helped each other in a lot of the areas of this district.
The unofficial results are only a few hours old, but some explanations are starting to emerge for how Davis won so handily in a sprawling district Democrats drew to give themselves a shot. The district contains parts or all of 14 different counties, including college towns like Bloomington Normal and Champaign-Urbana. One reason is that Lundrigan's margin of victory shrank in the only three counties she also won in 2018. In Champaign County, which has the most votes, Lundrigan's margin of victory shrank from over 69% down to 67%. A similar thing happened in McLean County and in Sangamon County, which includes her hometown of Springfield. And turnout apparently fell among Illinois State University students who live in the 13th district. Turnout was 64% and 69% at the two precincts that vote on campus. That's down from the 70s during the last presidential election 4 years ago. It's unclear exactly why. Lane Crothers has a theory. He's a professor of politics and government at Illinois State University. He says some college students just aren't on campus right now because they're learning remotely from their permanent residences due to the pandemic.
Typically, communities that have universities in them tend to be bluer than the societies around them, and I don't think that was quite as true this cycle. And I think that's across the United States, and I think that's because we had many fewer college students at college this year.
During his victory speech, Davis acknowledged his college town volunteers.
The kids who've been working this campaign in our college campuses, they did a great job. They busted their butts throughout this district.
Davis also ran up the score in the more rural parts of the district, expanding his margins from 2018 just about everywhere. In Christian County, that includes his hometown of Taylorville, Davis's margin grew from 73% to nearly 76%. Similar thing happened in DeWitt County and in Macon County, which includes Decatur. The Davis campaign touted its ground game as one key factor in the victory, had over 500 volunteers making over a million voter contacts, including 275,000 door knocks. It's unclear how significantly the pandemic impacted Lundrigan's campaign and its ground game. Davis himself contracted and fought COVID during the course of the campaign. Lundrigan spoke to supporters the morning after.
This was always going to be a tough race, and then a pandemic hit and started throwing curveball after curveball, but you never wavered. Running a congressional campaign is difficult in the best of circumstances. Running one virtually, wow.
Airwaves in the 13th were filled with aggressive attack ads from both campaigns and their supporters.
Mike Madigan is the most corrupt politician in Illinois, and Betsy Lundrigan is part of Madigan's machine.
Those ads trying to link Lundrigan to Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan through the support she received from his Democratic Party of Illinois apparently worked. That's according to McLean County Republican Party Chair Connie Beard. She says that outweighed any messaging coming in from national Democrats.
They underestimated the Illinois voters' disdain for Mike Madigan. And I think when that it was obvious and clear, her connection with him, I think that damaged her a lot.
It wasn't just Davis either. Republicans did well in U.S. House races around the country. NPR reports Democrats are expected to keep control of the House, but Republicans will make gains. Here's Davis on election night.
I am so proud of the race that we won. I'm so proud of how many races Republicans have won when all the prognosticators said we were going to lose a substantial number of House seats. We haven't seen that play out yet, but there's still a lot of time left.
Lane Crothers, the ISU professor, says another big difference is that Lundrigan's narrower loss in 2018 that came in a year when Democrats were disproportionately mobilized. That's how they won the House majority that year. But in 2020, Republicans were energized too. And Crothers says the 13th district, because of how it's drawn, is inherently Republican. I'm Ryan Denham.